Good morning, EMU. It's so lovely to be here with you today. We are from the Carnival de Resistance, and we will spend some time together here in this chapel, singing and speaking about what that is. Well, following Jesus is quite a journey, and because of our commitments, we have ended up in the service. So we are going to share with you individually how it is that each of us was able to take a month of life to contribute to this traveling ecological troop.
Hi guys, my name is Caleb. About 10 years ago, as a college student, felt compelled and called to go to Africa. And really, at that time, I had lots of friends that were taking a week-long trip, a two-week-long trip, maybe even a month trip. And that seemed cool and exciting, but I felt like if I was called to something, and if I was like really wanting to experience it, that I needed to give more of myself than just that. So I found a program that was a year long, never had barely even left my home state of Georgia, and then just flew to Africa for a year. And it was radical and changed me and broke me, and my path kind of veered a lot from that point. I took a little bit more time off of school and started leading trips overseas, which led me to a plethora of different countries. And in these countries, I saw a lot of really amazing and joyful things, but also obviously in a lot of developing countries, as even within our own, a lot of really heartbreaking things. And one of the most heartbreaking things that we saw, of course, was children being abused and taken advantage of and sold into prostitution and so many other forms of slavery. After about 2 or 3 years of doing this, I ended up in India with a few of our other leaders that were on staff, and we had become friends with this Indian couple who wanted to start a children's home, with the focus being kids that were at risk to trafficking and prostitution. So we began this whole journey of working with them and starting this children's home, and over time began a nonprofit. It's called Back to the Roots, and began, after that, working with women that were at risk to trafficking and other forms of slavery again, and just having no one to take care of them, and importing products that they were making, and met these other crazy guys who were running businesses, one a pizza restaurant, and one a fair trade, like a retail store. And somehow these guys wanted to join forces, and we started doing business to create social change and to empower these women and children and to be a voice for these women and children while we're here in the U.S. as well. And so now somehow I'm this weird quasi-nomadic businessman, entrepreneur, social justice advocate, musician thing, and just started this weird path. And when introduced with this idea of this carnival, first of all, a huge part of me would have been drawn to it anyway, I think, but my wife, who was just playing the keys over here, is very much a gypsy and a carny, I really wanted to support her in this. And so we were personally drawn to this carnival because of the idea of resistance, and I feel like that all of us, whatever our passion, whatever our calling, whatever you're studying in school, whatever you're hoping to become, or whatever gets thrown your way that you become, that resistance will always be in the core of that. Resistance and love and just being there to serve others and to come up against the wrong and the evil in this world. It doesn't matter what that is. And that's what is so exciting about the carnival, is that we have so many different people coming from so many different backgrounds, businessmen, businesswomen, people in ministry, people that aren't sure about their faith. So we're coming together and we're trying to be a voice of reason. And so that's why I'm a part of the carnival. I'm going to have Jessica come up now.
I'm considerably shorter than he is. You can imagine that when he proposed, we were about the same height. So I actually worked as a performer on a cruise ship for about 3 years of my life. I studied theater, dance, acting all growing up, and that is where my path led me. And it was on the ship that I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot about how the ship operates, essentially as a microcosm of the world we live in, and how, depending on where you were from, you were treated differently. You had different salaries, you slept in different quarters. which I would like to, I'm actually going to be teaching a class a little bit about the labor issues that are happening on cruise lines. But a side note from that is that each night for the performance, I really got to take in and understand that as a culture, we really value mindless entertainment often and an escape and just seeking pleasure for pleasure's sake. And so performing these shows every night that didn't really fulfill any deeper calling that I held, I realized that that wasn't the path for me. And so yeah, when approached with the idea for the carnival, it really showed me that, you know, you can use art and you can use your passions and your gifts to really share the message that you hold within yourself. And that is why I was drawn to the carnival, for the chance to really have my faith in my calling aligned with the giftings that I felt that I possessed. And the carnival is just a fun way to direct attention to social concerns that we have. You know, I had a theater professor who said that the best way to impact an audience is to get them laughing, and then as they leave, to realize that they've changed, and to walk with that, and to change their pattern of living. So that is what we hope to do with the carnival, just to invite people in, to create a space that is fun and a space of learning. And I'm going to turn it over to Sarah here.
Hello again. My name is Sarah Thompson from Elkhart, Indiana. And I am the outreach coordinator for Christian Peacemaker Teams, both the organization that Caleb works for, Back to the Roots, and Christian Peacemaker Teams are sponsors of this carnival and have given time for us to be here. And being outreach coordinator with Christian Peacemaker Teams, which is an organization that seeks to build partnerships that transform violence and oppression, means I recruit people and resources to that end. Now, CPT is an experiment that came from a question posed to Christians who believe that the message of Jesus is one of peacemaking and justice, Christians who believe these statements hanging here. What if those Christians put as much time and energy and discipline and their resources into peacemaking as militaries put into training and preparing for war? And so for over 25 years, we've been answering that question in different ways. We've done it. We lead delegations to some of the most violent conflict hotspots in the world, where we're invited by communities and community leaders. We do peacemaker trainings about structural violence here in the US and elsewhere. And this work of accompanying communities and families that are actively and nonviolently challenging the exploitation of the resources and land, this work is intense and it is difficult. Currently, there are CPT projects in northern Iraq and Kurdistan, in Palestine and Israel, in Colombia, accompanying farmers who face palm oil companies who use that palm oil to make high-end cosmetics. They face them as they seek to simply tend the land that they need to grow food. And we accompany First Nations folks here in North America as they resist continual exploitation of their resources and land. So working alongside these communities and standing there, communities who are forced to cope with the devastating environmental and military results of global greed and consumptive lifestyles, that work is hard, but it is rewarding. And this carnival, the Carnival Day Resistance, is a celebration of the joy that is also very much present when we do spend our time and energy and resources and efforts to be a part of building alternative communities, alternative spiritualities that go deep, deep into the water where our baptism calls us, deep into the way, floating, dealing with torrents of water, but being in the water, wading into that to see how we can be used and molded by the movements that have carried people this far in their resistance and will carry us further. But really, building partnerships to transform violence and oppression is why I get up every morning. And the circus may be an odd way of thinking about theology and resistance. It's hard to imagine a performance spectacle which often nowadays conjures the ideas of animal cruelty and overcrowding in civic centers. We don't have any animal cruelty, and it won't be overcrowded. It'll be on the lawn at Trinity Presbyterian, a short bike ride from here. And you're welcome to come, and in Friday announcements, we'll hear some very specific ways that you can get involved in helping to volunteer and come to enjoy it. We are animated by theologians. I'm a theologian. I went to Anabaptist Mennonite Biblical Seminary, a sister seminary of EMS, and so naturally I joined the circus afterwards. Luckily, I learned of a theologian while in seminary that uses circus imagery to understand the kingdom of God. Circus as liturgy, a nomadic community, a peaceable kingdom where lions are tamed and people of all sorts can fit under the big tent. A broad, broad welcome of God. Not only is it just a spectacle that we watch, which is why I had to stop the music, it's about participation. So we're going to sing one more song together. We'll invite you to stand. And as I was speaking about water, the song that we will sing is Wade in the Water. If you need the words, it's in the hymnal worship book number 446. But if you don't need them, go ahead and join with us and join with each other as we invite you to move out of your comfort zone.
Move.
You can have floaties, but come on out with us. Come join us this weekend and hear more about circus theology. Wade in the Water, number 446.
We are going to be singing all the verses.
Wade in the water.
Do.